When Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks visited his daughter at art school recently, he took his first life drawing class. It gave him an idea.
The great masters never got it right straight away, the instructor said, his red laser dot jittering across the slides. Rembrandt, no less, trying three different head shapes before settling on the right one. Degas sketching a foot pointing at several different angles. Picasso trying a hand six times before settling on a final version. First, they sketched lightly, going for the overall shape of the torso, he said, the pelvis, the head, then the disposition of the legs, the placement of feet. The model disrobed, and he demonstrated the overall proportions, the general shape, drawn in a single swift line with the side of the charcoal. That comes before the individual elements, thigh and calf and foot, and before the details of knee, of elbow, of pubic shadow. Is this true of writing, too, I wondered. Maybe writing should be like sketching, thrown onto the page without hesitation, each word or phrase correcting the previous one until the line is finally accurate and can be inked in, printed out, emailed away. I gave it a shot. The overall shape, the torso of the moment, hot, humid, greasy, uneasy, awkward. Then the main elements of the scene, linoleum and ducting, easels, fluorescent lights and slatted window shades, naked woman. Then the specific parts, the model shifting her weight, turning, sweeping her hands up into her hair, heavy thigh, shiny calf, calf like marble, like polished marble, the perfect curve of her heel a perfect curve between the poised arch and the tough Achilles tendon. Finally, the details, the shading. Am I making sense? He asks, one hand wringing the other, darting from projector to screen and back. Start out soft. Don't go too dark, too soon. Am I making sense? The phrases, short, rushing phrases, dashing against the air, sketched on the air like lines, like short lines, like dashes, like charcoal.
Tim Brooks is the director of the writing program at Champlain College in Burlington, Vermont.